This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. The pandemic has thrust many a business headfirst into the world of e-commerce, whether they've liked it or not. And with the surge of companies crowding the internet, it can feel like your brand is getting lost in the crowd. Benjamin Fong, founder of digital marketing AI-infused platform PZ.ai, is on the line to tell us about how he's revolutionizing digital marketing with artificial intelligence.
Thanks, Christine, for having me. PZ started about 2 years ago. Before I started PZ, I was running a digital agency for more than 16 years that is based in Malaysia and Indonesia. So I've been very blessed that my entire career, I've been always been ahead of the curve when it comes to technical revolution. I started as a software programmer when I was young. I had phone calls from my mom's friend asking me, hey, what's wrong with my computer? How to fix my computer? And when I started a digital marketing agency, I have a few friends who are running businesses and asking me help with your website, help with your ads and whatever not. But the problem always have been because of how the business model of my agency was structured. The man hours was rather expensive so that we could not basically serve SME client in an economical and viable manner. So what we have done over the years, we have realized that at the end of the day, your entire internet, be it Google, Facebook, and all this other platform, are algorithm driven. And if it's algorithm driven, that means it could be reverse engineered and it could be automated. And that's exactly our intention when we started PZ. How can we revolutionize the business model? How can we deliver effective digital marketing to SMEs at a price point which they can afford and which at a easiness level that they can actually achieve independently?
Right, I see. And so tell me a little bit about this move into entrepreneurship. What were you doing before this?
So I started as a software engineer, and then with a bit of freelance work, I was asked to build websites and whatever not. One of the products I kind of invented was a Bluetooth marketing system, which can detect any Bluetooth visible phone within certain parameter and then transmit content to those phones. One thing led to another. That became an agency working with blue chip clients like Nestle, DBS, Tune Protect, Manulife. And then two, 3 years ago, from that agency, we spin off this startup. Which specialize in providing digital marketing services for online to offline businesses via a SaaS product that we have.
All right, so tell me a little bit about what's behind the name.
Okay, so we wanted to kickstart something that signified performance marketing made easy. So that kind of, simplified to PZ, right? So the whole idea is that at the end of the day, we know that a lot of SMEs today want to go online. They want to drive and build an online business. But at present moment, right, the only two viable options is either you try to learn and do it on your own or you hire an expert. One is time consuming. Second could be rather prohibitively expensive. So we thought with a solution like ours, they can actually achieve sales with their current team, not with people who are expensive to hire, right? And they could actually achieve it independently as well.
Right. So you're using essentially artificial intelligence for digital marketing purposes. But tell me a little bit about how the whole process actually works.
Okay. So in a nutshell, our idea is very simple, right? If I am a business today, I want to go and set up a shop in the mall. I don't need to understand how brick works or how cement works. But if I want to go online, I have to learn so many different stuff, hours and hours of watching video on how to learn digital and all that. So our idea is, what if businesses could actually go and sell online effectively without all of those complications, right? We believe if that can happen, then we'll reach a critical mass when it comes to digital economy inclusion. So let me share with you a simple case study of one of our users. So we have this, one of our users, Nurasha, founded by this amazing lady. They sell close to about a few million bucks of cosmetic through direct sales, right? And it's sold purely online to offline. They have these few hundred agents who would put up social posts. And when people click PM, they would answer and try to sell it through the phone or through WhatsApp, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the challenge right now for all these businesses who are running this, if you want them to adopt a CRM, if you want them to adopt digital marketing, if you want to train all these people who have all these skills before they can effectively sell online, it is very, very challenging. So our solution enable anyone to effectively sell online. All they need to do is go to our software, specify their sales target, what are the products that they're selling. Automatically, my AI would create a campaign on Facebook, Google, and all of the popular online channel and publish an ad. When the consumer click on that ad, automatically our chatbot will qualify that lead through WhatsApp before distributing that lead automatically to the sales agent's phone. The marketing guys can concentrate on doing what they do best, creative and messaging, and the salespeople can concentrate on what they do best, selling and chatting, rather than all of the tech complication that is currently a basic requirement if you want to do online to offline sales.
Right, I see. Also, when it comes to digital marketing, I think a lot of other companies have been stepping up with their use of artificial intelligence as well. So, you know, you are not necessarily the only digital marketing AI using platform, right? So what separates PZ specifically from other platforms that are in the same line of work?
So I can't speak on behalf of other companies, but when we thought of creating PZ, our objective is to use AI to simplify. So instead of buying, currently, if you are doing O2O sales, if you want to digitize your O2O operation, at a bare minimum, you need four different software. You need to integrate four different software. You need to institutionalize SOP for your sales guy. For example, these guys have to give a feedback to marketing and tell marketing, hey, which leads are good, which leads are bad, so that they can actually produce better quality lead. Mm-hmm. With PZ, it's just one single software, no integration necessary, no coding necessary, 26 minutes of training, and your team can automatically generate high quality leads and start selling online effectively. Mm-hmm. So our whole idea of our solution is to simplify so that SMEs are empowered to do effective online to offline sales with their current team, with their current budget.
Right, I see. Speaking of budget as well, how mm-hmm. does the revenue model work for PZ?
So we sell our software purely on a subscription model. So the businesses pay a flat monthly fee every single month. And using the software, they could actually create as many campaigns as they want within the budget limitation that they have.
Mm, I see. And, you know, are there different price points there, or is it just one, the same subscription plan for everything?
I'm very glad you asked that question, Christine, because we have different packages for different SMEs as well. So for example, if your average media spend is less than 600 ringgit a month, I feel it's almost a sin to take any of that fee away from your media budget and pay me or my subscription. So anyone who's spending 600 ringgit a month on your ads can actually use our software for absolutely free. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you are spending more than 600 ringgit a month, up to 10,000 ringgit a month, you pay our starter package, which ranges from $55 all the way to $200 a month.
Right. So essentially, it's based on how much a certain company can afford as well.
Yes.
Right, I see. Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about some of the companies that you've worked with so far with PZ?
Okay, so we have a wide range of customers, but most of our customers, right, comes from two distinct industry where their sales model requires the transaction to be converted by a sales force. Mm-hmm. For example, a lot of our customers in the direct sales business, because it makes sense that they would actually have a team of sales agent who will then convert the deals offline, right, through phone or messaging. We have a lot of customers in the property and insurance sectors because people won't buy a car or property or insurance completely online. They would need some form of interaction with a consultant. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of customers also in the B2B sectors where they specialize in selling services or selling product to other businesses as well. And since the buying cycle is complex, again, their approach would require a consultants and account manager to close a deal.
Right. I see. All right, it's time for us to take a short break for some messages, but after that, I will continue speaking to Benjamin Fong all about PZ and digital marketing made easy. So do stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Benchmark for Managers, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and I'm speaking to Benjamin Fong, who is the founder of the digital marketing AI-infused platform PZ, or PZ.ai, which is the actual website. And before the break, we talked a bit about the inception of PZ, how it works, what is unique about their specific approach towards digital marketing and artificial intelligence as well. So earlier before the break, you mentioned that PZ primarily focuses on Facebook and Google campaigns. Is that right?
Yes.
So have you thought about branching out into other spaces for campaigns as well?
So when we started, we had quite a fair bit of different platforms, but we realized that most of our SME gravitate towards Facebook and Google as well. So because we are a startup, we have to be very focused in terms of who and what are the services that we provide so that we offer the best value in terms of to our customers. So we have narrowed down the channel to both Facebook, Google, and as well as WhatsApp. So our solution allow a customers first to drive new leads through ads, but at the same time also allow them to close deal effectively through the WhatsApp solution that we have. So what we are using is something called WhatsApp Business API. It's different from your normal API. So with this solution, we can do stuff like, for example, our AI can actually read the conversation, the WhatsApp conversation between the sales agent and the customer so that it can suggest to the sales agent what to say and who to focus on when they are having the conversation with the customer to drive a better conversion or sales rate. At the same time, our solution also allow the business to share one single WhatsApp account with multiple sales agents. So for example, you know, right now, a lot of the sales guys, they are using their own personal WhatsApp. Now that presents a challenge for the businesses as well, because let's just say if any of the salesperson leave, they take along their contact, they take along the conversation history with them. But with our solution, one, the business retain complete ownership of all the conversation and contacts. Whenever a salesperson leave, they can easily reassign the conversation. Second of all, let's just say if today you have a bunch of salespeople, a lot of time there was a research that was done. Salespeople only spend 32% of their time on key selling activities. A lot of the time was wasted during data entry, CRM compliance. Mm-hmm. So what our system do in order to enable salespeople to focus on selling, our AI automate all of the reporting. Our AI would read the conversation, okay, and then automatically, based on the context of the conversation, provide a sales pipeline and forecast report to the management. So the sales person do not have to waste their time, keying in all the report. Right. On top of that, our AI can actually learn from the conversation and automatically improve the targeting of the ads. So that's why I say this is a wholesome one-stop solution, right? So that when it reads the context of the conversation, it will know what are the common traits between all of the good leads, all of the good customers, and what are the common traits between all of the bad customers? For example, majority of all the good leads happen to use an iPhone, have interest in phishing, and all the bad customers, all the bad leads, happens to be using an Android and have interest in dancing. You will use these signals, this offline signal, and automatically improve the targeting of the Facebook and Google campaign so that the businesses get better quality lead. And all this happen, right, automatically done by the AI. So the customer, the marketing team, do not have to download spreadsheet, analyze the spreadsheet, and distribute the collect data from all of the salesperson. Everything is done seamlessly and automatically.
Fantastic. All right. Well, also, I do want to ask, of course, since PZ was founded in 2018, quite a lot has happened since. We spent basically the past year and a half with the pandemic, right? And one of the effects of the pandemic is that a lot of businesses have been scrambling to get online as quickly as they can. So have you seen that rush to get online reflected in the interest in PZ?
Yes. In fact, during last year, 2020, our revenue grew by 11 times. Compared to our revenue in 2019. We actually see a significant proportion growth, especially when it comes to remote working, actually have helped the growth of our business as well. So for example, let's just say today, if I'm HQ or I'm a business, I'm generating leads, I'm passing the leads to all of my sales guys who are working remotely, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there is no way for me to monitor what are the conversations that is taking place between the salesperson and the consumer. There's no way for me to get a feedback and update report so that I can plan my inventory and my sales pipeline with the current present moment. I mean, it's possible, but it's not easy. But with our solution, because the owner or the management can inspect every conversation, every WhatsApp conversation between the agent and the customer, and could get real-time report on how their business and how their sales pipeline is doing. So we actually see a significant growth during this point in time as well. And at the same time, we notice there's a lot of businesses who started off with WhatsApp first rather than Facebook first. And this is a common trend. I believe there was a research done by UOB together with the Go ASEAN community, and they found out that 54% of SMEs and micro SMEs have a WhatsApp selling solution. They do not have a website. They do not have social. For all the small businesses that actually started with WhatsApp solution, they started by selling through organic means, getting leads organically. But at one point in time, when this organic leads drive up, they need to go online.
Mm.
And this is why we came up with the Kita Masai Bule campaign, with the whole idea of empowering all these micro SMEs with our solution for free.
Right.
On top of that, we provide them the academy, a knowledge base where they can learn and empower and improve themselves in terms of digital marketing knowledge as well. So our thought is that no one should be outpriced from digital economy inclusion. So that is why we launched the Kita Masai Bule campaign.
Right, I see. Now, also, I did want to ask a little bit about your involvement as a partner under the BSN SME Digitization Grant. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
So we've been very fortunate that we got selected at the last moment in March 2020 as one of the approved technology service provider for the MNEC grant. So any businesses who are applying for the grant through BZ will receive 7,000 ringgit worth of Facebook ads for free, on top of getting our solution subscription for one whole year.
Mm.
Now, we choose to make sure that, you know, majority of the grant money goes back to ad. Because if we take majority of that money and the SME do not have any money left to buy ads, so they will not grow their business and it will not be sustainable the year after. So we want to make sure that a lot of the money goes back to investing back into their business, investing in growing back sales, so that they can actually appreciate the value of what digital can bring for them, and they would continue to invest and retain the subscription of a product even after the grant has expired.
Fantastic. All right. Well, finally, Benjamin, my last question for you is, what is the plan for the future of PZ?
So we are very excited about when the borders can be opened again. So when we started this company, our idea is that it's always going to be a global, if not regional, company. And for the past 5 to 7 years, I have been growing my digital agency in Indonesia. So I'm well versed with the market. I'm very excited to return back to the market with PZ. We also very excited to establish partnership because we know we do not work in isolation. We are part of an ecology. We do not want to be the singular solution. We know we have to work with partners who are building the website platform, partners who are building CRM platform, partners who are building complementary solution to what we are doing. We specialize in driving sales. There are other solutions out there to complement this very well. We are looking to build meaningful partnership with some of this complementary solution as well.
Right, I see. Well, that is absolutely fantastic to hear. And thank you very much, Benjamin, for coming on the show today and speaking to me all about PZ or PZ.ai. So if anyone is interested in reaching out and hearing more about PZ, of course, you can go to their website, PZ.ai as well.
Thank you, Christine. It's been a pleasure.
I've been speaking to Benjamin Fong, the founder of PZ or PZ.ai, which is a digital marketing AI-infused platform. If you've missed any of today's conversation, you can download our podcast available on our app, which is on the Apple App Store and Google Play. You can also head over to our website, bfm.my, to listen back to our podcast as well. I'm Christine Wong. You've been listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.